episode
3. I think you thought fighting me in Street Fighter would help you calm down.
Welcome to the Puyo Podcast. I am your host, Eric, and I am joined by...
Not so soft-speaking Gonzalo.
And incredibly soft-spoken Josh.
Beautiful. And we are going to talk about things and stuff.
Talking about things and stuff.
Not just things. Stuff, but also things.
So, I read a thing today that was the story of why... how did NFL Blitz even get greenlit? Yeah. And it was like the greatest thing I've ever read.
I saw it, but I didn't click it. What happened? What was the details?
It's just like,
was Ed Boon? No, Ed Boon didn't.
Oh, Madden, like, they approached Midway about making, the NFL Blitz game.
Yeah.
And, they didn't check in at all during production. The first time that the NFL like league board saw any glimpse of what Midway was making was a week before it was going out on shelves.
And then my god.
And then they immediately put the kibosh on like everything. And they had to revamp, like, they took so many moves out of the game, which I didn't know. Like, there was like a fucking like spine breaker move that they had that they took out, and like all this crazy shit. Because they were originally going to make it just like a regular football sim. And then one of the creators was doing mocap for it, and he just started fucking around and doing all these crazy, like, backbreakers and, like, choke slams and shit. And he's like, this is way too good. We got to use this.
That's
it was funny. The one thing I didn't know was after all that stuff was all taken care of, and they got the league to green light what they had, they had an ad campaign where it was the Pittsburgh Steelers throwing footballs and like taking out a random marching band players, like he was in a first person shooter. So he's just like taking them out as a mini game. That was like you're just nailing these freaking band players with footballs. And I'm like, that sounds like the best mini game ever. Like, why can't I not play this?
Oh. Because the freaking NFL was involved.
Well, did you see or did you play any of the newer release of NFL Blitz?
Yeah, like the 2010 version. Yeah.
So bad.
It sucks, dude. It's nowhere as good.
It took out everything that made NFL Blitz. Mm-hmm. But then they realized, like, they were complaining so much about all the violence and stuff in the game, and then they realized just how much it was selling, and that's why they allowed them to keep making sequels. Because it was like the top arcade game for like 4 months straight.
NFL Blitz is so goddamn good.
Do you go on any gaming websites, Gonzalo?
Of course I don't. No, I'm serious. Like,
you don't?
No, I really don't go on video game websites. I don't. Usually, when I hear about something, I just kind of Google. Well, I go on video game websites, but I don't have a specific one that I go to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't go to Giant Bomb. Kotaku I avoid, because it's just a bunch of pantsy bitches.
Josh, what video game websites do you go on?
Well, I know Eric checks out Racket Boy a lot, and I checked that one out pretty recently as well.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Decent articles about stuff and general information. Otherwise, the one I check out that's not really the mainstream ones is Silicon Era, because they do a lot of anime game coverage and a lot of JRPG coverage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like that one.
And you are a frequent looker adder of and poster on the game collecting subreddit as well.
Oh, of course.
Which I used to be, but not so much anymore.
Yeah, I do that every day.
Joshua for 5,000.
I got too butthurt seeing all the good stuff.
I don't know how some of those people find some of those deals. It's ridiculous sometimes.
I'd say like 50% are fake though. I take my game shopping, too.
I love those posts. Or it's like, you just brought that in and stuck Goodwill stickers on it. It's like, that's a really weird thing to do.
But I guess I'm the one who looks at the most, I guess. Atari Age is my favorite one for, obviously, Atari stuff, because it's very, very detailed on everything it has. Like, every single variant, all the things that you need to know, like, this will work on this, this won't work on this, these are all, like, as close as the NES has a lot of accessories, I think the Atari might have more, just for how long it was out and being, like, the first commercially available and largely popular video game system. But for, like, anything that I find that's weird, I look it up on there, and it's like, boom, it's there. So, Atari Age is an A+ in my book.
Atari Age.
Nintendo Age, I don't do often, but sometimes I look at the forums. Like you said, Racket Boy, I used to frequent quite a lot a couple years ago. A little less now, because it takes them 10 years to write an article, apparently.
Yeah, there's very, very little traffic.
But the forums are really fantastic on there. At least yeah. I like. And then the one I find myself going to more now is Hardcore Gaming 101. Have you ever been on that, Josh?
No, that's one I've not heard of.
It gives you like a series overview of like certain games, and like it shows you like all the ports and differences between them, and it's an older looking website, like GeoCities looking kind of. But,
oh wow.
But it's legit. They publish books too, like the Castlevania Guide and other things like that are really, really cool books. You should check it out.
Sounds good. And then, is there a Sega Age website?
Yes, it's called Sega Retro, I believe, which I frequent quite a lot.
There's a shocker.
But those are pretty much the ones I look at, and then Retro Collect a little bit, but not so much anymore. And then I think we all use price charting as well.
Of course.
I used to use Rarity Guide, but that's way off.
Yeah, it's incredibly incorrect now.
Very off. But for the rarity for things, it sometimes is right, but a lot of the times it's wrong. Like it said, Mario World is like a 50% rarity. And it's like, no, it's not. Okay, hold on. I'm reading something right now. I was on the forums, and apparently someone was reviewing every single Sega Master System game, and they gave Castle Illusion a C. And they're like, this game of plot would appeal to little kids. Are you kidding me?
You don't talk that way about my Mickey Mouse and Castle Illusion.
They also gave Choplifter a C+.
Even Rachel likes that game.
It's so good.
What the hell do you mean, even Rachel?
With your limited gaming experience.
Yeah, use your words carefully, buddy.
Experience. And these things that I have showed you, you incredibly enjoyed that title.
You need to educate her on this, sexy Pachinko, for sure.
No.
Yes.
Pachinko's a
boring sport. We're gonna play that after we're done with the podcast.
I don't know why. Obviously. I don't know why we're not playing Jeff Force Gemini right now.
I actually have a story. It's about me getting mad at somebody over the internet, which is actually something I don't do.
I was gonna say, you never do that.
I never do that. I actually went off on someone over the internet because they were that stupid. Somebody posted they made a post asking for the best PS3 and Xbox 360 action RPGs. And I'm like, okay, makes sense. You know, yeah. Not everybody's played those kind of games. It's okay. And I'm reading through the posts that they have. And there's a few of them. There's a couple of them that are, like, atypical. You know, like the ones that are a little bit more unique and hard to find and what not many people have heard of. I'm like, okay, you guys are cool. And then it's just followed by just, you should play Mass Effect. Yeah, dude, play Mass Effect, Mass Effect, Mass Effect, Mass Effect, Mass Effect. It's like, how, like, he's owned a 360 for over 10 years. He's probably played Mass Effect. Like, usually when people post these things, they're looking for something that's not a game that sold over 10 million copies. Right? Like, it's... I'm not alone in that thinking.
YOLO.
They're asking for things that not everyone knows about and weren't beaten over the head with like a f***ing dead fish.
Lo Sholo.
So, I made a list of obscure action RPGs.
Last Remnant?
I posted them. Last Remnant, Infinite on Discovery, Dragon's Dogma, you know, just like all these other ones that they haven't really played. And I get a reply to this post saying, those are JRPGs, not action RPGs like OP requested. Please leave.
Are you serious?
So I literally stopped and read that post about 5 times and went, I'm not letting this one slide. So I started this retort that ended up being almost a goddamn essay in how I responded to this fucking idiot.
Oh boy.
And I went into detail about, even though I went into detail saying, I'm assuming you mean JRPGs as only turn-based combat systems. And I went into incredible depth describing why each game on my list was not a typical example of a turn-based combat system and what made it more action-oriented and or involved, which set it apart from other games in the genre. And I got a lot of upvotes, which made me feel like, okay, not everyone here is a complete fucking idiot and understands where I'm coming from. And after this well-orchestrated and very thought-out and eloquent response, I consider turn-based and JRPGs not action RPGs. That was the response I got. That's all he had to come back with. I'm like, are you fucking... I was fuming for days after this.
When did this happen?
Oh, man. This happened, like, I think last Tuesday. I was so mad. I literally wanted to beat the next living thing I saw. This person pissed me off that much.
Wow. That's what you get when you go on. I'm assuming this is Reddit. Yeah.
This one, it wasn't originally posted to Reddit, but it was like cross posted to Reddit. So
there's your first problem.
Yeah, I know. And see, that's why usually I could take things with a grain of salt. But not this time.
Did I ever tell you that story when I bought a PlayStation 2 from a church garage sale? Did I tell you that story?
No.
Well, I brought it home and it was $1 because it was deemed as broken, but they just didn't have any of the cords for it, and the front cover tray thing was broken off, but the tray still like went in and out. It was fine, but I bought it, and there was, like, rattling inside, and I was like, oh. And I go to open up, it's a fat PS2, so it has the place where you put the hard drive. So there's a space, an empty space. Lo and behold, I found a used tampon in there, and coupons for cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
No, it wasn't a used tampon, it was a birth. Control stick that was used that I think said positive.
Oh my god.
Someone donated this to the church?
Uh-huh. Like, they used it as a hiding place.
Wow, that is disgusting.
So
please told me you burned it and you cut off all fingers that made contact with that.
I think it's that PS2 right there. I'm pretty sure.
No, please don't tell me that's your PS2. And why didn't you throw it away if you bought it for $1?
No, it wasn't that one, because that one has the cover on it. I think it's...
You still have it? No, you still have it.
Well, I took all the crap out of it. I'm not going to leave it in there.
That doesn't make it better.
That doesn't make it... Whatever. It was $1. I don't care.
That's exactly why you should throw it away.
I've lived it. You weren't there.
I was going to say, that's exactly why you should get rid of it, not hold on to it as a memento of this traumatic event.
Yeah, dude, I found a pregnancy stick in there. Put it away, Eric. Don't you take it out.
I don't know.
So he's keeping it so he can show people.
I don't have it anymore.
Oh, you don't have
it? This PS2 for $1, and somebody had a used pregnancy test in there, and coupons for cigarettes.
It was my first game hunt PS2.
You cleaned it out. It's fine. Whatever.
Clean it out. Put some antidizer in there. Real good.
Did you put it in a tub of sulfuric acid and let it sit there for 72 hours?
Oh, he just squirt hand sanitizer in it.
There you I'll
go. That was clean. Sanitation.
Bathtub full of salt.
Next thing I want to talk about is, have either of you two played any MMOs, like, on the computer or on console, I guess?
Yeah, dude, Destiny.
That's not an MMO.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
That is not.
Yes, it is, dude.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
How much you want to bet?
You can tell me no all day long, and I'm going to say yes.
You're wrong.
I've dabbled a little bit into World of Warcraft. Not very much. Like, I played up to, like, level 10. Something like that. There was another one that was a free-to-play I played for quite some time called Last Chaos. It's very anime. Incredibly anime. Free-to-play RPG. That you can team up, and it was one of the first games at the time to introduce Stronghold v. Stronghold raids, where it was like you could team up with your faction and go against another faction and their custom built castle.
That's cool.
Which was very unique for the time, but as most MMOs go, it was incredibly grindy. Yeah. So eventually it just kind of lost me.
Did it have that, like, you have to pay for it kind of thing?
Well, of course it had pay shop stuff, but okay. It wasn't necessary to play the game, but it was another one of those, if you don't have this item, you have to sit here and wait. So it's more like a pay to speed up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that was kind of a little too grindy for me. So I think I played up to like level 36 or something like that, which, I mean, in game equates to about at least 40 hours of gameplay, so suck a decent amount of time into it.
Yeah, it's pretty, for a free-to-play, that's, like, almost impressive, I guess. Because most people play for, like, a couple hours, and they're like, oh, I gotta pay? And then it's like...
Go sign up for Last Chaos Online, go do it!
Our sponsor for the day is Last Chaos.
You mention this podcast, you get 5,000 power crystals.
Answer the five-letter code, CHODE, C-H-O-D-E.
CHODE or sellout, S-E-L-L-O-U-T.
CHODE is six letters.
C-H-O-D-E.
Yeah,
that's
six.
Five.
That's six, dude. Oh, you forgot the invisible E, it's invisible.
If it was invisible, then it'd be four.
No, you dumbass, there's one after the E.
Oh my god. For me,
it's RuneScape.
I'm trying to think if I did anything before that. I don't think...
RuneScape.
I don't think Classic? Adventure Quest would be considered.
No, Adventure Quest is no MMORPG at all. It's just straight battles.
Neopets would consider that either.
No.
Okay, so
Neopets.
I was young, and that was the thing to do.
Wizard 101, the best rounds.
Yeah, dude, or that Goof Squad or whatever that you can play in Disney.
Did the penguin one?
No, not Clump Penguin. There was another one where you could like make your own goof, like goofy character.
Wait. There's you can be an online goof troop.
Yeah.
What? Oh,
how downloading now.
And it was turn based. I don't know if it's on anymore, but it was used to be on Disney. It was like Goof Troop 101 or some shit.
So apparently Last Chaos is still running.
Ooh.
That's been probably over 12 years since I've played it. So that's kind of impressive.
That is pretty impressive. But anyway, me, RuneScape. I played, like, a brief history of my PC online experience was... addicting games for like ever, and then I moved into Neopets, and then I moved into Adventure Quest for a little bit, and then I found RuneScape, and then that's probably where I spent the most time. And as well as probably both of you know, there's a paywall for that as well.
Yeah.
It's like, you get like 60% of the map for free, and then the other, like, maybe not even say, you get 40% of the map for free, and then the other 60 is like, you gotta pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the amount of stuff that you got for free, it's pretty impressive, because that's like hours and hours, like 100 hours probably worth of stuff that you can do for free. But I played that forever. And I don't know what it was, but I didn't, there's few games where I don't mind the grinding in it, but for that game, the grinding wasn't that bad. I don't know. Josh, did you ever play that?
No.
No.
I, my knowledge of RuneScape was watching my friend from high school play it, and all the while sitting there going, this looks dumb. And I would tell him that to his face, and he would still sit there and play it in front of me.
Well, that was me going off of never, like, playing an RPG before that until I got a PlayStation 2 years later. But it's definitely to the point where I got slightly addicted to it. But then I fell out of it like anything. As,
yeah.
Like, all my friends would play it at first, and then slowly people started to not play it, and then I just kept playing it for years after that. And then I stopped, and I was like, okay, I guess that. But
it's got to come to an end.
That level, what is it, 56 woodcutting that I'm still rocking hard. I still have the account. I check it sometimes, because I'm weird like that.
Oh, the good old days.
I'm still hoping for a 3DS port of RuneScape, because I will play it every day of my life.
Free-to-play games you have spent money on. Have you? No, you never have?
No.
Okay, Gonzalo, have you?
No.
Okay.
Good talk.
I'm alone in this one, so I don't know if I should.
No, you should talk about it still.
If I should reveal this information I'm about to reveal. I went back to it was a free to play game I played quite a bit a few years ago, and I went back to the purchase history to see how much I actually spent on it. Spent quite a bit.
Rainbow Six Vegas 2.
And we will find out that...
We'll find out the magic number when we return.
When we return. Alright, go ahead.
Okay.
Bye.
They made a Dragon Quest PS4 Slime Edition. It's like silver and it's got slime on it.
Oh my gosh, yeah, metal slime.
It's really cool. Actually, I saw that and went, I got $500, right? And then I looked at my bank account and I cried.
Hello?
Is it the money you're looking for?
No, dude, I'm talking about Adele.
Dude, no, every time that a song comes on, I say, is it me you're looking for?
Is that Billy Ocean?
And people get mad at me.
That's what I expect to hear every time she says that.
Exactly, because there's a pause. As if it's designed for you to put that in there.
It's like, hello?
Do you want the final number of how much I spent on this free to play game?
Yes, I want you to finish that. Yes.
It's quite embarrassing, actually.
$5. First, tell us the amount and then tell us what the game is.
Okay. The game is called Vindictus. It's a free to play action RPG hosted by Nexon. It's a Korean made game, and it blends an action combat system very akin to like a Devil May Cry with a squad based RPG dungeon crawler. So you select a mission, you go to a dungeon, and you have a set itinerary of what you're supposed to do. Generally speaking, it's go in here, kill this boss, etc. Sometimes there's different mission objectives you have to complete, but whatever. You can go in with a crew of up to 4 people, and It's just crazy, fast-paced, really intense, incredibly good-looking, especially for the time. It still looks really good today, but really, really fun to play a game. And my friend introduced me to this, and we played religiously. And it was just a fun thing to do. We just continued to play it over and over again. And so these purchases that I have on here, they're all for items that make questing and things easier and more cosmetics. So you could customize your character, how he looked, things of that nature. But none of these, but yeah, all this was pay shop stuff. None of this truly affected the game. However, it did make some things easier. Like, it gave you revives, because if you died when you were in the dungeon, there was a sorcerer who could bring you back, but not many people played her. So it was pretty much, if you died in the dungeon, that's it. You're done. And so there was things called Goddess Graces that you could buy, which were like revives.
God's Grace? Yep.
And yeah, so I went back out of curiosity, because you talked about how much you played RuneScape, and I figured that you would have spent at least some amount of money. I was mistaken, so I'm going to look like...
I never paid for it, ever, in my like 4 years I played it.
Okay, well, over the course of these 3 years that I played this game, I spent a grand total of $233.95.
How many years?
Three.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not that bad. If it was like in a year, then I'd be like, dude.
So that's $77 items? A year, essentially.
These God's Grace items, what the hell were they? Is that what you bought?
No, not exclusively. I mean, generally speaking, I bought like packages that included those in them, but then they included other things like higher chance to get XP bonuses, drop certain materials so you can craft certain weapons. A lot of them were party boosts as well, because I always played with a set of at least two other people. So it was just, I don't know, I spent a great deal of money on this.
If you ever played Team Fortress 2, I feel like you would pay that much money as well, because all the hats...
I don't like Team Fortress though.
Yeah. I meant if you played it, not saying if you like it, but I feel like you would buy a lot of things on there as well.
No.
Okay, we're fine.
It's not anime enough. No. I'll have to show you guys Vindictus sometimes.
I thought I was gonna spend money on Warframe, but I just never got into it that much to the point where I wanted to buy stuff on Warframe. It was a free-to-play MMO that you can get on PS4 and Xbox One, and it was on the PC as well.
I played Warframe. Warframe was fun. I didn't get into it anywhere near as much as I thought I would, but it was a fun game. I enjoyed it.
It felt kind of half-assed.
Yeah. A lot of free-to-play games have that kind of feel to them.
Unless you buy it.
An unfortunate side note that's actually kind of interesting. The developers behind Vindictus, it's a team known as DevCat. They wanted to make a PlayStation 4 and Xbox One physical console release of Vindictus, and since they were published through Nexon, they were not allowed to do so, because Nexon now owns the rights to Vindictus and will not let them do it. So they're kind of like strangleholded into continuing to work on this free-to-play gouge-for-money system when they actually wanted to release a full console game, which is a damn shame, because this game as a full console release would be simply spectacular.
They give Joe Montana football a C, but they give... they give Choplifter a C minus?
I think the lowest thing this guy's giving is C minus.
Oh,
he gave one a Z minus.
Oh, James Buster, really?
He gave one a Z minus.
Obviously, this guy doesn't know what the hell is he talking about.
He's like, yes, it's that bad.
Did he Do you review Zillion? Because he gave a Z.
Z minus. There you go.
Today we tackle the F games.
You get a Zillion minus. Gonzalo and I should share GameStop stupid customer stories. Because I know we have a plethora of them.
Oh my god. I don't even know if I remember them anymore because I just want to erase them because they're so fucking stupid.
Oh man, there's
the
so
amount
many
of
good
dumb
ones.
People that come to GameStop is amazing.
What about the person that opened up a PSP game and stuck it in their PlayStation 3? Do you remember that one?
I must have not been there when that happened because
that's fabulous.
I don't remember hearing of that at all. That's the first time I'm hearing this.
By far the best example of how fucking retarded someone can be. You can't just open up a PSP game. You have to try to do that.
Oh, you're talking they opened up the thing?
The UMD. They took the UMD case out. So they tore it apart so they could get the disc and stuck it in the PS3. And they went, this isn't working. Let's get this out. It's not coming out. I don't remember. It was something stupid. It wasn't a good game, so I'm just like, you should probably just chalk this one up as a loss.
Oh my god.
I think you should talk about it.
Oh.
Because nobody's going to listen to it that works.
Well, I don't work there anymore. I don't care.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
I don't care, to be honest.
I'm well beyond the non-compete clause thing either, so I could dish out the dirt. A fabulous GameStop store.
Because you used to work there.
I did. Well, there was
Time in Christmas of last year where some redneck backwood-ass family decided to buy their 14-year-old hooker of a daughter an iPod. And do you remember this, Josh?
I believe so. I don't think I was there, so I think I heard the story.
No, you were here, man. At least I think you were here.
Okay.
Well, they came back several times. Like, the first time they came back, they wanted to return the iPod because it's not what she wanted. Mind you, this is after Christmas, so they can still return stuff till like, January 15th if they have the receipt. They don't have the receipt, which is obviously a no-no. We can't, it doesn't show up in their 5-pass transactions. We can't do anything about it. Second time they come back, they come back with the iPod and the receipt, but no box. We need the box.
I do remember this.
Do you remember? And then the third time they brought it back, they brought back the box and the receipt, no iPod. How are you going to return a fucking iPod with no iPod?
Are they just that stupid?
They were really fucking dumb. And then they come back, the dude finally just has it, like the dad, he's like, I'm sick of your shit, I've been trying to return this like 4 times already, I don't know why the fuck you just don't give me credit, give me my fucking cash back. And we're like, we can't do anything
for you.
We can't
if you don't have your iPod.
He's like, nah, fuck this, I'm done with this, I'm gonna come back, shoot the place up with my shotgun, and all this shit.
I do remember that story.
Yeah, it got really vicious real quick, and he made a giant scene about it.
Do you remember? Oh, okay, I know the story now. I know the story that I'm gonna talk about. I know the story.
Well, to finish my story off,
Oh, God. The
dumb bitch finally came back. It was like the 14-year-old and her sister. But we're just like, oh, look at that. You finally got all fucking pieces to return a fucking item. Good for fucking you, you dumbass. Here's your cash and I'll never fucking come back.
Please, God, never return. I have two stories. I have two stories I could tell. Both of which involve violence.
Oh, wait, did you get in a fight?
Violence or threat of violence.
Oh, is this the, let's meet out in the front of GameStop store? The store manager?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, actually. So it was just a normal day. And we're doing normal GameStop daily things. Me and the store manager. And, I sell a copy of, I believe it was NBA 2K15. Bless you.
I think it was 14.
14. Maybe 14.
Whatever. It doesn't make that much of a difference.
It was the most recent copy of NBA. And I sell it to this man. Brand new. And he says, if I don't like it, can I return it? And I said, no. If it is brand new, you cannot open the game and return it. You'd have to, therefore, trade it to us. And I told him the trade value at the time. And he says, okay, I'm pretty sure I'm going to like this. And he leaves, cordially. Everything's fine. Few hours go by, and the store manager answers a phone call. And there's a very irate man on the other side of the line. And eventually, he puts it on speaker just because he can't believe what he's actually hearing. And this man is the same man from before, saying, you sold me a piece of shit game, and I'm going to come back there and return this, and you are going to give me my money back. And the store manager replies, sir, if it was a brand new game, we cannot give you your money back if it's been opened. We can do a trade value. And as soon as he was about to say the trade value, he says, well, do you have a place down there where we can duke it out?
Yeah, I remember this.
And it was like, we both looked at each other like, did he just say what I think he said? And we didn't say anything at first. So he's like, y'all got a place down there where we can duke it out. And we're just like, no. And he responds with, well, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to beat your ass until you give me my money, motherfucker. Hangs up the phone. And we're just sitting there staring at each other like, the fuck just happened? And then we stare at each other for a little bit longer and go, maybe we should call someone because that sounds kind of serious. So the manager calls the non-emergency line and says, I just received a threat over the phone of physical violence to me, and could you come check it out? And these guy, the officer says, okay, we'll send somebody by. Another hour or so passes, and it's about time for me to leave. And we look across the parking lot, and we're kitty-corner to a Target, and there's cop cars lining up outside of the Target, and I see a police officer walking down the aisles of the cars, and I'm going, what the hell is going on over there? And eventually a police officer makes his way over to our store and says, you haven't seen a mid-30s black male wearing a white shirt, jean shorts, and white shoes, have you? And we say, no, not as such. He says, oh, well, he was walking around the Target store punching people unprovoked and then ran, and we think he's hiding somewhere in the area.
Oh.
And we look at each other and go, that sounds oddly familiar. Long story short, I come in the next day and I find out that this man was caught and arrested because he was found hiding in the bed of a pickup truck. Literally four cars away from the Target front door. And he had the copy of NBA on his person. So he threatened the GameStop employees and decided that we weren't worth his time, so he was going to try and return it to Target. And when that failed, vented his frustration on whoever happened to be nearby.
What an asshole. I remember that story.
That is amazing. Holy, and just the hiding in the...
He was laying down in a pickup truck going, if I lay still, no one will see me.
I always love the dumb questions, like just the little stuff, like 16-year-old.
You got Pokemon
like
for Xbox 360?
Yes, how did you know? How did you know I was going to say, oh my god.
Because those are the best questions. Oh. How many? What's the best Mario game you have for the Xbox? None.
Is
of
Mario
them.
Party on the PlayStation 3? I remember that one like it was yesterday because I obviously made a fucking face like, what the fuck are you talking about, you dumbass?
Can you please tell the story about the Mahjong? Because I don't know this is the whole story.
All the Mahjong! The Mahjong ladies. Oh, okay. Jesus. There's two elderly women that frequented the GameStop that I worked at, and they all they had was a DS. They had a DS Lite.
Oh, I got another story after this.
And that's all. That's all. That's all they played. And all that this woman would play is Mahjong games. And every time she would come in, she would ask, "Do you have any new Mahjong games?" And I would reply the same thing every time and say, "I don't think they've made any new ones for the DS." And she would go, "Oh, okay, I'm going to go take a look." And she'd go over to the case, and she'd look, and she would pull out, and she'd go, "Can I see this one?" So I'd go over there, and I'd pull it out, and she'd look at it, and she'd go, "I don't think I played this one." So she'd come up to the counter, and she would pay for it, and she would leave. And in about 5 minutes, she would come back, and she'd go, "I already have this one. Can I return it?" And this process would repeat about 5 or 6 times. And after about a week, I guess she got tired of whatever Mahjong she was playing. So she would come back, and we would repeat the cycle every day. Yeah, and that's Mahjong, lady. So every time you look for a DS game, you always gotta ask, "If you got any new Mahjong games?"
Speaking about DS, there was this freaking customer that would call, and I have never seen her in my life, but I've talked to her at least 1,000 times. Josh and I have. I've never seen her.
I forgot about her.
I just dealt with her the other day.
How did I forget?
But her name is DS Girl. And if I recall, and I can't imitate it as good, but she always asks the weirdest questions. She sounds like this. "Do you get the new Barbie games? Do you get the new Barbie games? Do you know for the DS? Do you know?"
What? Seriously?
No, I'm serious. She would talk like a mile a minute, and I cannot know what she said. "Do you know how much I'm going to pay my DS now? Do you know how much of that goes for trading? You know?
Looking for the Nintendo game, do you have any?" No.
Oh my god. And we talked to her.
Repeat it. She would say it the same way.
And this is how you can tell if you're a seasoned veteran at GameStop, at this specific one. Because she would only call this, and sometimes we'd be giant dicks and then pawn it off to another GameStop store. Be like, "Here, this is your problem. Deal with it." But when a rookie, a newbie just started and they picked up the phone and it was her, you could see the face of dread. Like, because they're like, "I don't know what the fuck she's saying. What is she saying? She's talking too damn fast." And that was my reaction. I was like, "Josh, I don't know what she's saying, dude."
Do you remember what I told you the first time she called?
No, I don't remember. I think it was just like, "Say yes."
I said just open up the DS, pick a game at random, and say yes.
And she,
like, she's not gonna come in anyway.
Yeah, she never came in. I never saw her in my life, and I was literally convinced, man. It was, there's no physical embodiment behind this voice. There's nothing.
She's just a voice that lives in the phone system to test new employees.
Oh, and there was like the assistant store manager was the only person in the world that had the patience to deal with her, and he would just be like, "Yes, sweetie. No, we don't have that, sweetie." Like,
bless his heart, he was the kindest person on the planet.
God damn, because no one else could deal with them. After a while, I was just like, "I'm sick of your shit. I'm just going to say yes and no. And I'm just going to be really quiet."
It was fun watching each different employee's breaking point when dealing with her. Because it always started out being incredibly cordial, incredibly helpful, and understanding. And then with every consecutive call, and this was like usually 2 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
This was not an isolated incident. This was like 2 times a week. And you see the call get progressively more and more coarse with every time they called, until eventually it was, "No, we don't. Goodbye. Hang up."
Well, that's what the store manager started doing. He couldn't deal with it anymore, so he just said, he would just answer the one question that she would ask, and he would say, no, we don't. And goodbye. He wouldn't even try to answer any questions. He would just hang up.
Just straight hang up.
I would try until the point where I knew she was giving up, and I would just stay quiet, and she'd hang up herself. Do you know if I can come in and pay my DS? Like, the dumbest. Like, she would always ask for, like, Barbie, Hello Kitty, Imagine games. Like,
Imagine
Baby Designer or some
Imagine Party Babies. Yeah, my personal favorite. Oh, Imagine Fashion Designer. Yes, yeah.
Those war
stories. She went through the whole gamut of those.
Yeah, dude, the whole Imagine line she played.
Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot about her. I
dealt with her, like, last week. And I'm like, and then it like flushed back to me. I'm like, this is one of the reasons why I left this job.
Oh my god, I'm a hot DS girl. I forgot all about her until right now.
Do you know how to play Magic games? You know. I liked how she finished her sentence. Like she was in an episode of Speed Racer.
Do you have that? Do you know you have that? Do you have that?
Oh,
God.
Thank you for listening to episode 3, and stay tuned for episode 4.